Is it bad if you date someone who's lived with an ex? Welcome back to After Our Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Sharon.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Jamila.
Okay, context in the beginning. We have just scrapped two episodes that we tried to film because they weren't going the direction that we want. And so instead of going with one of the planned episodes we have, we're just going to go on a whim based off a conversation that we recently had over text that we wanted to save for a potential future episode that wasn't planned in advance. So all of our questions are just, we're just going to treat it like we're having a conversation. So no promises that this episode is going to be any good, but some of those are the best ones, so maybe. Okay, basically, I had a conversation with my mom, and if you're a fellow, I don't know, like Asian immigrant household, I feel like our parents' generation and our generation is very different when it comes to dating and marriage and stuff. And so my mom and I were having a conversation about like dating someone who's lived with an ex or living with somebody that you're dating before marriage. So that's kind of the context here. And I asked in our group chat, would it be a red flag or would it raise any concerns if you, let's say, were starting to seriously talk to somebody and you found out that they lived with an ex? And both of them said no. Did you guys both say no?
I said no.
Yeah. I think it like leaks into the second question of like, would you move in with someone before you're married and stuff? But I think nowadays it's so normal to like move in with your significant other that I don't see it as a red flag, or like I wouldn't think it's something necessarily that I need to worry about unless I think there's still feelings there. I think I value that more than like, oh, they lived with someone.
I also said no, it's not a red flag, but it's the thought of like, whoa, that they were so serious. Yeah. Once what hit me.
Yeah. Okay, well, first of all, do you guys believe that you should live with your SO before marrying them?
Yes. 100%.
1,000%.
I believe there should be a trial period.
Yes, 1,000% for me. And I think the disagreeing with my mom was that she's very like, if you're going to live with somebody, you're going to marry them. And I was like, absolutely not. I need to know what they're like in a household before marrying them. So I think that's why I saw it as a disagreement, but it led to my mom asking, so what if you were talking to somebody and you found out that they lived with a partner and then they move in with you and then you guys don't work out and they move in with their next partner? And then, I don't know, the way she was saying it like that, I was like, okay, wait a minute. We're in the stage of our life where if we were to date somebody or if we are dating someone, we will want to live with them prior to the big commitment, right? But we haven't, like, that wasn't the reality of things in college. Like, we lived with housemates. We weren't living with our SO. So I feel like right now, I think it's an interesting topic that if you meet somebody who's lived with an ex, then you start thinking, like, why didn't it work out? Or it is a kind of, I feel like if you do live with different exes or SOs, I think it's an interesting thing to think about. You know what I'm saying?
I 100% agree that you should live with someone, or at least I will be living with whoever my significant other is. But to get to that, I am very serious about this relationship. Like, I think I'm going to marry this guy, and that's why I'm living with them. But I think in our parents' head, it might just sound like, oh, we're just going to move in. Like, there's no seriousness, no thought of marriage. We're just going to do it because we want to live together, which for me is not the case. But I know there's people who don't think it as seriously. Like, moving in together is not a big deal. If anything, I'll just move out. Right now, it's just like a couple taxes. We get to split everything. And like, we don't have to think about being apart and like things like that. So they choose to live together out of convenience and not like a step in their relationship. Versus I would be moving in with someone as a step in our relationship and not a convenience.
Maybe it'll be a red flag if they were nonchalant about having lived with an ex. I think I'd prefer more of like a, oh, I saw a future with them. That's why we did.
If I meet someone that like has once thought of moving in with someone as a serious step, like would I consider dating them? Like that's really scary because that means that they at one point have considered marrying this person.
For us, the step to moving in is a lot of seriousness, is a lot of consideration. So I think the person that we move in with has to also be on that same level. If they're not on that same level, then I don't think it will happen for us.
Why is it important for us to move in with your significant other, though?
It's like a whole trial period to your future.
I agree. But also devil's advocate is just like, what's the difference between that and you guys having your own place, but you just sleep over at each other's?
I think that's so different. I think living with someone is very different than having sleepovers.
I can't really speak to either because it's not like I've really experienced either. But what I would think is they will get to know like maybe all my habits. They will like see me in like all shapes and forms and all types of emotions. Versus like if they were just sleeping over, even if they come over a lot, I feel like maybe because they don't officially live there, like they're not with me all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll still try to not show those sides of me.
I think also, let's say you guys live separate,
mm-hmm.
and each other goes to, or like he comes over or you go over. At the end of the day, the place that you're going over to or he's coming to you, that's his place or that's your place. So the way mm-hmm. that he does things, it's not your place to maybe point out like, hey, you should do this, because that's his place and he lives there. So I don't know. That's different. And like he can't tell you to do X, Y, and Z because it's your place. Versus if you're both living in a household where the shared space is both of your guys's, then mm-hmm. I feel like that's where maybe certain disagreements could come up, or like compromises have to be made of figuring out where the compatibility lies and how you guys work together as a partner that may not fully come about when you live separately. And I think those are things that you need a trial before marriage.
This got me thinking with my therapist. We were talking about like dating and how hard it is. And she was like, oh, there's this book called 8 Dates, Essential Conversations for a Lifetime of Love. This book outlines like 8 conversations that you should always have with a relationship if you think it's serious, to see how compatible you guys are. I feel like living together is such a quintessential part of that.
Can you give an example?
Oh, well, the 8 things are trust and commitment. That's one. Second is conflict and the way we fight, intimacy and sex, work and money, our relationships with our families, what fun and adventure means to us, religion and spirituality, and our hopes and dreams. I don't know if you guys have seen this Netflix show called How to Get Rich. So the outline of that show is they follow different people, give them financial advice to shape them better and have better financial stability. And the biggest problem that all these couples had is they never communicate their financial habits. And I think living together with your significant other reveals this a lot. I've been with people where like, because I spend time with them in their own space, I realize our spending habits are so different. Like even down to the little things, like I grew up in an Asian family, like recycling, reduce, reuse is such an ingrained thing in us. So when we use things like paper towels, if it's big, you rip it in half. I've been with partners where they don't give a fuck. They'll rip like 5 pieces and then wipe a tiny little spot. And I'm like, what are you doing? Or like rip like a foil piece of paper to cover things to like keep it reheated. I'm like, turn a plate upside down. Does the same thing. And like you're just like saving so much money on these little things that like I grew up being taught, and I think it makes sense. One, because it saves the planet, but two is just like saving money is not just like not buying crazy things, but also like saving where you can, like not using extra paper towels, not like using excess things that you don't really need. And then you save those little chump changes that eventually add up.
I also just feel like timeline wise, 1 year of living with somebody is equivalent to like 3 years of not, because you're with that person every second of every day, and you need to know if that's sustainable to you or not.
You can't hide anything.
There's a Korean family where the son here was dating a girl, and they moved in together, and they lived together for 3 years, and then they broke up, and now he's dating someone else. And then my mom just had a shit ton of things to say about the guy. Why? Like, it's on him. Why did you not marry the person? Or like, why are you dating someone? Are you going to move in with her too? Like that kind of aspect where maybe she didn't have the full context. But my brother and I were saying like, dude, that happens. You need to try living with somebody before you marry them. And then my mom just didn't get it.
For most parents, it's just like their first is their only. Like my mom found my dad and that was it for her. Like she's never dated around. She's never been with multiple people. And then she bought a house and like built a life with this man. And most of our parents grow through those that same thing where they meet one person and that's it for them. So they never got familiarized with the idea of dating around. And we're not afraid to start over. I think I start realizing that about our parents too. It's just like to them, like divorce is never in the books because they don't want to start over and like find someone new or get to know this idea of being a single person by themselves. So they'd much rather stick it out with someone they don't love just because it's scarier to be alone than to do that.
But I mean, Jam, you said that your mom is supportive of you living with someone before marriage versus Vicky and my parents are kind of like, they don't like, yeah.
I think it comes down to because both my parents right now, they both remarried each other. And my mom specifically, actually even my dad, they both dated in their teens. Like they didn't get married to the first person they met. So I feel like they've always been a little bit more progressive in that side of thinking. So then me growing up, my mom was very much like, I'm okay with dating. Like I never had a dating ban. Like she was always okay with it. But for her, she would just said, you just have to be careful. Like just know how to protect yourself. So then as I get older, she's like starts to kind of lean into like different type of topics, right? So like it starts off with dating and then it goes into kind of like indirect sex education. And then it goes into, you know, like marriage and stuff. And then she said, if you get date with someone like serious, it's good if you date them, like let's just say 1 to 2 years, and then you live with them for a year and you guys get married. Like she's okay with the idea of me living with my SO before I'm get married to them. But obviously that SO, I think to them, they have to approve of him, make sure like he's a good person and like it's something serious, not for me to just move in with a random, or not random, move in with a guy who maybe there isn't a future with.
My mom said, I asked if my brother were to move in with his girlfriend right now, who he's been with for 6 years, would you approve? And my mom straight up said that it's fine for my brother, but if she was my brother's girlfriend's mom, she wouldn't. And I was like, why? Because she's a girl? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, fuck that.
No, it's because they think we're going to lose our virtue. My parents have said this to me multiple times, but it's basically like you lessen your worth once you do that with a man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, love it.
Because to them, they always think the guy will come out, like the guy will, or the girl will always lose more.
Yeah.
Coming out of it.
Like society will judge you more because they think you're like not as innocent and like whole once you've been with a man.
I'm pretty sure my mom knows I'm not a virgin. So I think that's why she is
chill.
She's like,
that's good though. Your mom's more open-minded because she's had experiences.
Yeah.
I feel like my parents tend to be more on the like scared mentality or closed-minded because they lack the experiences that like we have or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like,
have you guys asked your parents about like, what if you got engaged right now? What if you got married right now?
I don't think my mom would care, or my mom, like she'll be okay with it as long as I still have my career.
Yeah, I feel like my parents would be so okay if I got married tomorrow. Or if I was at the stage where I could get married, because they see marriage as you're set. That means you're stable, you have a partner for life, like you're, no matter what happens, you're good. There's no such thing as divorce, like you're gonna be fine.
Oh my God.
And that I don't relate to.
Yeah, I think that's so weird. That it's like, are we really getting to that age where our parents don't think it's insane that we're getting engaged and married?
No, I mean, based off my parents asking my brother every other day when he's gonna propose.
I feel like your parents are like the most, or Sharon's parents seems like the most kind of like traditional. Both your parents would not be okay with you guys moving in with your SO. Even if like they approve of the SO, you guys are for sure gonna get married.
Yeah, they'd be like, why don't you just get married first?
But then from our perspective, we would only move in the person because we see a future with that person.
Yes.
So then if we explain, or let's just say if you guys explain that to your parents, would they not agree?
I think they'd be more understanding if I'm like, well, eventually I'm going to marry this person. Maybe in that case, they'd be more supportive. But because I'm a girl at the end of the day, I still don't think they would love it. Like they would ultimately prefer me to get married first and then move in together.
What if you guys got engaged?
And then move in? That's probably fine for them.
If we got engaged, then they would say yes. But anything before that, no. Like if tomorrow is like, I got engaged, I'm gonna move in, then they'll be fine. Not a big factor, but in my parents' shoes, they're viewing it as like, what would other people think about my daughter? If I moved in with a man and then like a family relative like asks, oh, like what's your daughter doing? Is she living at home with you? And they have to say like, no, she's living with her boyfriend. Then it looks bad. Like, oh, my daughter's like cheapening herself because she's moved in with a man that she hasn't married yet, like that point of view. And I think that's why they're also very adamant, like, if you got engaged, then that's not your boyfriend anymore. I can say like, oh, that's her husband. Like, it moves them into that next step that, like, when other people ask, it's more affirmative. It doesn't seem like you're hoeing around, basically.
It's just interesting how our parents are considered, or like, they're in the same generation, but because maybe your parents grew up differently.
But also, I think my mom, she's born in the 70s. Like, she was in her 20s during the 90s. So I feel like during then, it was already like more progressive. And she was in Hong Kong.
Yeah, I was just about to say, maybe it's because your mom's young.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like Hong Kong is way more westernized because it was like colonized by Britain. And like, there's more like Western views incorporated into Hong Kong. Yeah, for my parents grew up in that generation where, like, if a man helps you fill up your water bottle, he's interested. Like, bro, you're fucking for real right now.
Oh, maybe that's, honestly, maybe that's why. Yeah, because she was, like, a young person in the 90s. And I feel like the 90s is, like, when things really start to change.
Yeah, like, very free-spirited.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, your mom's young. Korea's been conservative af always. So, yeah, maybe.
Would you guys ever move in with someone and not tell your parents? Like, move in with a significant other and just lie?
Yeah.
Bro, I feel like that's so hard.
Yeah.
Why?
Like, what if they want to visit you?
That's true.
I feel like you can just not mention it, but there's no way you can get away with it.
I think if it's within California, I wouldn't be able to lie. But if it's, like, New York, I don't see my parents ever visit. Like, why would they come there? And I wouldn't want them to help me move. So then I would just out of sight, out of mind. But easier said than done. So probably not, yeah. Do you know anybody who is living with somebody, but their last ex, they also lived with them? No. See? Like, I don't think it's actually that common.
It's not. It's still a big deal for people in our generation to move in. Like, it's never casual. Yeah.
And even a lot of people I talk to or know that they're, like, dating, they don't see living together in the near future. Or I guess I'm thinking of, like how moving to New York, but she's not living with her boyfriend. Or I've been dating for how long now, and last time I saw her, I asked about moving in, she thinks it's too soon. Like, I don't think it's as common.
I think for people to decide to move in is very much like we've talked about getting married.
Yeah, it's because for our generation, marriage is a bigger deal than living together. Like, we get more scared at the idea of marrying someone than living with them. But for our parents, they are like, marrying is not that serious. But, like, it is serious in the idea, the concept of, like, once you're married, you're done. But then, like, to get married, like, the action of it is just like, oh, you love each other, so just do it. Yeah, I think it's rare to know people at our age that live together, because a lot of, like, even long-term couples, they're like, oh, we like our own space, so we'll just sleep over and stuff like that. But, like, moving in together is a lot.
How long would you date your SO before considering moving in together?
I honestly don't think there's a timeline. I don't see timelines the same way I used to anymore. Like, when my mom was like, oh, that couple dated for 3 years and they didn't get married, I was like, 3 years is not a long time, in my opinion, to date someone and identify if you want to marry them. So I feel like if you know, you know. Okay, maybe I do 2 years.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think that's my minimum. Like, 2 years minimum together. And that's if it's like we've had pretty consistent contact with each other.
I'll say 2 years for me too.
But I also don't want to scare people in the idea of, like, once you move in, like, that's it. You can always just move out. Like, I know many couples, like Wah and Whaley on YouTube, they've talked about this, where, like, they moved in together and then they moved out apart from each other. And they're like, oh, we're still together, but we just wanted to, like, experience this idea of living by ourselves and, like, seeing what it's like to be our own person. So they, like, moved out and didn't live together anymore, but they were still together as a couple. And I think that's so healthy.
I don't even know if we addressed the question, but...
What was the question?
Okay, just said it's basically a red flag if you date somebody and they lived with their ex.
We didn't even talk about that at all.
We really did. We established no, it's not, and then moved on. Well, it's because I think Jam's the only person who went on a date with somebody who's lived with their ex before. Remember that one guy? that went to couples therapy with his ex.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, now that I think about it, when he told me that he's lived with his ex, like, it didn't, like, turn me away or anything. Like, that wasn't a concern.
You also weren't really interested in him.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I feel like if you were genuinely interested, I feel like
it would spark an interest.
You might question if I'm going to live up to. Like, you live with your ex because you saw a future with them. Could I exceed those expectations, you know?
Yeah, so I don't think it's necessarily bad, but, like, make sure that they're actually over this person before you really commit to them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when it actually happens, like, I actually date someone and they live together with their ex, that's when I'm like, oh, actually, I don't. Like, I do have a problem with it.
Yeah, because I feel like for us, we think it's so serious that it becomes this, like, do I live up to that expectation to who they were?
Well, that was our episode about the concept of living with your SO or moving in with your SO before getting married. What we think about it and what our parents think about it. And like Sharon said in the very beginning, this was a very impromptu episode where we did not have any sort of guiding questions. This is literally a free-flowing podcast episode. So hope you guys enjoy. We'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.